That's exactly how it works. Was there awareness of the wanting more and noticing that change and the falling off and trying? Yeah, great, great, great. So that's part of the way that the steady, so there's some steady awareness there, that it starts to work to naturally reveal the way the mind is working, the habits of mind that bring us into suffering and confusion. So, you know, it's just in the flow. That feels great. It's and that happens sometimes, you know, and that could be like for 2 minutes or for a couple of days. The longer it is, the more the mind, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. And then as it starts to go, being able, awareness can actually notice, because the awareness is even aware of the flow. It's just whatever's occurring. The disintegration, the trying, the liking, the moving into wanting, the trying to get it back, and feeling the kind of conflictual nature of that. Great. That's really the steady awareness just kind of revealing when clinging or aversion or trying to be in conflict with experience starts to come in. Yeah. Does that make sense to people? It's really, someone asked, I thought it was a great question earlier, saying, you know, and this just steady awareness, I may not have your wording right, just recognize what's happening, but in Vipassana, we're also supposed to be seeing into it clearly the nature of the object. And so what occurs in this style is if you're trying to see clearly the nature of the object, unless you've practiced and your mind is really balanced and it's just really focused, mostly trying to see clearly is me trying to see something that I think what it should be. So we're completely out of being really receptive and allowing reality to reveal itself. So with the as the sense of the steadiness of this receptive awareness, that as we get more familiar with it and can remember it, it includes anything that happens. Then the way, like that was a good little example you gave, the way something that feels totally right can start to shift and all of a sudden, oh no, it isn't good anymore. If we didn't have the steady awareness, we can really think it's not good because it was flow and that's how it's supposed to be. And now that's gone and I've done something wrong. And we get in this whole struggle instead of awareness just seeing moment after moment and how pleasant experience leads naturally to wanting. It's not personal. It's just the habits our minds have developed. It leads to wanting, and wanting leads to some idea of how it should be and can I get back there, and striving, and we're in struggle. The steady awareness actually starts to reveal these whole processes again and again and again. We first see it's not personal, so we don't have to hate it, but we also see, oh, that's how suffering's created in a moment. So that's a great example. Thanks. Yes? Is there a place for mentally noting? Yeah. Yeah, it's a different technique. I mean, when the mind is balanced, I'll say when there's awareness, noticing what's happening, you can use any technique. But this particular technique, for now, I wouldn't add the mental noting, because we're trying to get a feeling for receptive but really present. It's like this without putting something else in there. So unless, if you're really, really familiar with mental noting, are you? Pardon? Okay. If it's coming in naturally, fine. But for now, I wouldn't so much recommend it in exploring this style, because I said if the mind's balanced, you can do anything. But from a mental noting, it tends to put the focus on the object, the object, the object. So there's going to be a chance to say something, which is great. You know, we want to know what's happening. Object is, it's a word we can use. Don't get reactive to it. That's describing any of the six sense experience, anything that can be known by the mind, by awareness in that moment is the object. So that could be wanting, it could be, you know, feeling of flow, it could be sensation of pressure, it could be sadness or hearing or seeing. Whatever's arising that's known in awareness is the object, right? And so it's kind of like a three-part thing. This sounds clunky. It gets more easy as you go along. So say what's arising is object, sensation of breath. Easy enough. It arises and it's known. So that's the first thing, is just recognizing the object in mindfulness, right? So, you know, it's breath or it's hearing or whatever. But the other aspect is recognizing that the mind is knowing the object. So like I did before when I said feel the sensations of the hands and recognizing we're feeling that. That's awareness. That's kind of the second step. They're happening together, knowing the object and awareness that we're knowing the object. They're happening together, sort of like a foreground-background shift. A lot of the time in meditation and noting accentuates this. It's really focusing on the object. And of course, the awareness is there and growing, but it's not being recognized so much. Because noting object, it just tends to reinforce noticing the object. And here, there's nothing wrong with that, but we want to also recognize and actually move in the direction of recognizing more the awareness, the knowing of the object. So that way, as we start to awareness, to trust the recognizing awareness, whatever's occurring is a fine object of awareness. When we focus on the object, unless the mind's really balanced, which it is sometimes, that tendency that the meditation becomes about trying to get a better object, or at least a steady object. Not this stuff changing all the time. There's nothing that I should know. I've done noting a lot. I love it. It's a great practice. It's just a slightly different emphasis. So that's why I say trying not to do two things at once till you get a sense, object and knowing of it. And then the third aspect, which I talked a little bit more about, is the sensation of struggle, recognizing, knowing sensation of struggle feels like this. And then the third aspect, as we get more and more just naturally comfortable with knowing that awareness is knowing the object, don't have to think about that, it's just right there, then it's natural to also recognize if there's a quality, the quality that's in the mind and the consciousness that's in the awareness. So example, recognizing that this is struggle, but the coloring on the mind is of total aversion. Yeah, this is struggle and it's really, stinks. So starting to feel like the difference between when there's, you could say, flow and when there's struggle is, I'll say almost always, but I think it's really always, that and the quality in the mind that's aware has become flavored with either with wanting something else to happen or resistance to what's happening now or big story about what's wrong with it, trying to make it, all these things that boil down to wanting or some kind of resistance or some kind of big story about me, what it means about me. Instead of, it's like this. The definition Tejaniya uses a lot, which I like, says meditation is intelligent awareness, which means meditation or awareness meditation is simply experiencing the mind and body directly from moment to moment, just as it is right now, with right understanding. And all we mean here about right understanding isn't like, oh, you got to like compact the Four Noble Truths and put it all in your mind in that moment. That's the big, deep description of right understanding. But here is what I was just saying, is that simply that moment of mindful awareness of sensation of breath or aversion or boredom or whatever, it's just as it is now without the overlay of our opinions about it, of our likes and dislikes and how it should be and what it means. And as you all know, that's not as easy as it sounds because they just come right in. But when the opinions are there and we're starting to feel, you kind of feel when it's just like this now or when it's like this now. And it just starts to become more naturally recognized in awareness when the quality in the mind that's aware is distorted, by wanting, aversion, resistance, stories about me. And this is our whole practice. That's why I liked your little story, because you could see the wanting coming in and the immediate suffering and distortion. Awareness can just watch that whole thing without taking it personally. It's just habits. And so in that moment of awareness, knowing the mind and body directly, just as it is, with the right understanding, is like, I like to use Ajahn Sumedho's language. Oh, it's like this now. Whatever it is, it just, oh, it's like this now. Not, it should be like this, it was like this, what am I doing wrong? It's like this now. So that's really the third quality that comes in naturally. There's the object, focusing, you know, attention knows the object. Then there's the natural recognition that knowing is knowing. Mindfulness is knowing the object. They're right together. And then gradually, you'll just be aware of what's the quality in the mind that's aware. They're all happening together. Any more questions about that? Any comments? Any reflections? Yeah.
When I was, so I was walking.
Can you speak up a little?
I was walking and I could feel, you know, body sensations and sounds, mm-hmm. and smells. And
yes. Can you all hear her? Okay.
And then I was aware of being aware.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like aware of being aware felt like a construct. Like,
okay.
You know, and so yeah.
Sounded like a construct the way you said it.
Yeah. And then I was, and then I thought, well, like this happens a lot when I'm trying to be aware. This different way of doing it. This construct.
Okay.
And in the past, I've looked at the construct, but I thought, well, maybe I should just drop it. And then I'm, you know, and then I had thoughts about, oh, I kind of miss being absorbed in just the objects, whether they're one object or flowing objects. And so then I felt a little confused.
Okay.
So I guess part of me, could I be, because I feel like maybe I'm just like, maybe I don't need to do anything. Maybe I'm actually just doing what you're saying already.
Up until then I was with her. Now I'm confused. I would say confusion, awareness of confusion's a good place to start. And that's fine. I could dissect. I'll dissect some, but it's just more for teaching tools because I actually think when we start, no, I'm doing this and I'm trying this and then I'm confused. Oh, confusion's like this. Not which is delusion. It's the third of the torments, right? Not recognizing it. That's a good example of how confusion flavoring the awareness. Oh, should I do this or should I do that or like this or should I do that? I'm thinking about awareness. And it just takes us down. Oh, confusion's like this and you just drop into this moment. That's it. But I want. Oh, wanting's like this. But it was clear. Oh, wanting's like this. And the immediacy of the moment. Exactly. So I'll go back to when you said, when I'm trying to be aware, that was the key thing. You don't have to try. Trying to be aware is already looking for too much. As soon as we, you know, I say we have to keep remembering. But if you're trying, and you, that word is in your mind, it's like a key. You could get interested. Don't think too much, but for a moment, trying for what? There's got to be trying. You're trying for some idea of what we want it to be. I don't know what that is. Steady in the object or feeling good or looking at awareness. But just knowing confusion, that's awareness. As soon as you remember, am I aware? It's there. So not looking for something. Awareness isn't something. It's just really, as soon as you know what's happening, that's it. That's it. And then as soon as we start mushing around in there, we want what's happening to be different. And that is so subtle and so drilled into us, you know. So all the things you said, wanting the objects to be more focused and all of that, those are lots of different thoughts, different feelings that awareness might notice them or not, the wanting or not. You have to bundle it all up into things. But it's kind of just, yeah, you're already here. You're already here. So right now, just you were whatever feelings were there when I was talking. Okay, so knowing that, perfect. That's it.
Yeah.
It's not like more, you know, we want a little more juice for sure. The wanting. Did that speak to what you were saying at all or what, or not? Still confused?
I think part of me is confused because I feel like kind of, part of me wants to just listen and then see whatever happens.
Right.
Part of me wants to understand.
Okay,
you
again,
know, wow, this is different than what I've done before.
Wants is the operative word.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting. whatever we're wanting, it's being aware of wanting. Wanting to understand is like a big rabbit hole we can go down and get totally caught in. The understanding, the steady awareness, when I was saying before that it's the steady awareness that naturally reveals reality. Understanding in terms of wisdom, that the steady awareness that's not, you know, that's not flavored, you know, by how we think it should be and wanting, reality reveals itself over time. The wanting to understand is extra and actually gets in the way because it's wanting. Whether it's to understand or to be enlightened or to have a cup of tea. At that moment, it's wanting. So just recognizing the off, when you're feeling off balance, when you feel something, to just kind of where we start to check, well, what's the attitude in the mind that's aware? I got to understand this. Oh, wanting's like this because that's what's happening now. Not for any other reason, not to get rid of it, because that's what's happening now. Just try it now. Anything else? Oh, yeah, way in the back.
Yeah, I kind of got to that same place.
Yeah.
And then I had this kind of meta moment where I thought, well, everybody else is at the same place and just let it go.
And then what happened?
And then I just sort of got back to square one and started again.
You know what? That's great. But first, there's no place any of us get to. Each place is changing every moment. So great. Okay, like this now. And I will say, as I said in the beginning, from trying different forms of Vipassana, just even within Vipassana, and if it's one you're not familiar with and you've done another form, our mind gets really strong habits. Wanting and resistance are strong habits, but meditation habits are strong too. So, you know, if you're used to being with the breath and noting, you sit down, close your eyes, the mind's going to go there. That's what it does. So we don't want to get in a fight with that, right? But we just don't have to choose to reinforce it. But you do it, and the mind goes, oh, I don't know what's happening. Then, I don't know, it feels like this. I don't have my, you know, you don't have to analyze it up the wazoo, which we want. Just kind of feel, okay, shaky ground here, feels like this. But that's a moment of again, landing in the awareness. Yeah, it takes time to trust and get a sense if this makes sense. But all these comments are really, really helpful. Great. Anything else before we sit again? Okay, good. I think I'll just still keep the instructions simple. I won't talk too much about skillful means because there are skillful means we can use, but it's not to make the object better. It's really how do we refresh the awareness when we notice that the awareness is really kind of caught in the flavoring of resistance or wanting, not just for a moment, but you're caught. I'm saying that, but I think I'm not going to go into that right now because I'll let us just get a little more familiar with how your own mind's relating and just this letting the awareness notice whatever occurs. Well, this is a skillful means, what I said in the beginning, but when you become aware that you just, not all over the place doesn't mean a lot of things are happening, that's fine. But when you realize you really haven't been aware for like a long time, then I said the skillful means is to refresh the awareness with feeling sensations of body or breath. Not to make the sensations clear, but the sensations we use, as Mingyur Rinpoche says, actually any object we use to reintroduce us to balanced awareness. So whatever's occurring in a way is serving the function of introducing us into our own awareness again. And so when I say feel the body or the breath, it's not because that's better than being aware of thinking. But if the awareness is just lost, you re-recognize with feeling the sensations. Oh yeah, and the knowing of it. Pressure and the knowing of it. You don't have to say that, but you just kind of start to feel that more. Yeah. Okay. So again, finding your situation that can be relatively comfortable. It's not about creating discomfort. Discomfort will come because it's inevitable. But so in this style, maybe I will say it. So in this style, again, what we're cultivating is remembering. It's just awareness, this moment. What's happening now? What's happening now in the knowing of it? We know when we'll start to become more familiar when there's a sense of struggle, a sense of dis-ease, and simply recognizing that. And that's a moment of refreshing the awareness. It's like this. But in terms of the sitting, for example, of course there'll be times when strong, difficult sensation arises. I'm saying that instead of pain, because I notice as soon as I say pain, it's mixed with aversion immediately, right? Oh, pain, the pain. I say, oh yeah, it's pressure. There may be aversion, there may not. So just, you know, whatever presents itself. But if there's a strong, difficult sensation, awareness meeting it, something else arises, the sensation again, awareness meeting it, and awareness will notice when aversion or some resistance arises. However you notice it, it might be tightness, it might be thoughts of let me out of here, it might be I hate this, it might be all kinds of ways, but at some point, awareness notices, oh, that's aversion, resistance, fear, fine. But at this point, it's more useful that that's really what's arising, the mental quality. So not to push that away and think the job is to just get really focused on the sensation. In this case, it's that the aversion is really more what's up. So awareness just feeling aversion. Notice it come and go. If it's gone and the sensation arises again, fine. But, and this is where skillful means could come in, it could go on to the extent in a sitting that the aversion becomes stronger than the awareness, than the mind. The energy in the aversion is stronger than the energy in the mindfulness. And even though you're sitting with very clear intention, and you're mindful, you're aware of the sensation and the aversion, but the aversion is just growing exponentially. You know, where you feel like you're sweating bullets and gritting your teeth. That's not so helpful, because what's really being cultivated in those moments is aversion. And it's not what we're here for. We know how to do that really well. We can watch ourselves do it, but when it's getting out of control, it's more useful then, as a skillful means. Sometimes you can just shift the awareness to something neutral, like hearing, and that relaxes, refreshes the awareness. Or if that's too strong, you can shift your position, just make yourself comfortable with awareness, not out of aversion, because you hate the pain, but out of a skillful means to refresh the awareness, so it's not just distorted by aversion, re-recognizing natural awareness. Take care of your awareness. That's really what we're developing here. Just to explore this as you're sitting. So, just noticing now, if you can let your attention, your ways relax, just relaxing into sitting, the sensations, allowing the mind, the heart to relax and just be with itself as it is. Not to do anything, just being with yourself as it is right now. If the sensations of sitting or of breathing, the sensations of breath arise naturally, it helps to steady this moment's awareness, that's great. Letting those sensations introduce us again to the simplicity of knowing what's happening. Just now, nothing to aim for, nothing to regret, this moment, what's happening? Fresh, sleepy, interested, dull, thinking, hearing, sensing. It's like this now. It's like this now. Just relaxing into the present moment with kind-hearted, non-judging awareness. It's like this now. just awareness receiving whatever's occurring with a kind, non-judging quality. It's like this now. And when there's struggle, just kind of checking, is the mind wanting something to happen? Just noticing wanting. And awareness receives wanting without judging. Is the mind trying to stop something from happening? Oh yeah, that's resistance. Awareness receiving resistance. Is there like, I have no clue in life what's happening or where I am? That would be delusion. And awareness, can you actually recognize that? Oh yeah, duh, it's like this. moment, in a moment, when you hear the bell, just play with letting all the awareness just be receiving, hearing, just fully present for that experience. And then awareness naturally noticing whatever occurs next. Without looking for something, something will occur, seeing that. As you shift position, open your eyes, whatever happens. May our practice be for the benefit of all beings everywhere.